This is The Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Another update on Celebration of Literacy 2020. One of the organizers and chairpersons, Maxine Durstin. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going so far?
It's going great. We had a great reading fair Saturday. Lots of kids turned out. Lots of crafts for them to do, and we had, of course, the bounce house. We also had a bounce house for little toddlers. All sorts of activities were going on Saturday at the fairgrounds.
So did you finally try the bounce house?
No, they won't let me in. I'm too big.
All right. What is ahead for Celebration of Literacy? You've got things going clear through the 7th of March.
Right. Tomorrow, we actually start the plays. The plays are done. They're plays dealing with the importance of learning to read, and they're written, produced, and performed by the advanced drama class at Roseburg High School. We have, believe it or not, we have 2,500 kids coming from elementary schools around Douglas County to see this play. Our first Celebration of Literacy 19 years ago, we had a play, and from that, this is just grown until now. It's an annual event. We look forward to seeing what these kids can do, these high school kids. Like I said before, they actually write the play. And the last I heard, I haven't heard this year, why several kids write different plays and then the group discusses it and decides which one they want to perform. From then on, why they're all involved in the production phase of getting this play off the ground.
So how, when the elementary kids go to this, how long are they there at the high school?
They're there about 45 minutes, but the play, usually we ask that it be at least 30 minutes long.
And then you can only put so many kids in the Rose Theater at once, so you've got a lot of showings, if you
That's
will.
That's right. We've got three tomorrow and two on Thursday in order to get everybody in. Like I said, 2,500 kids.
Wow, and I see going as far over as Days Creek and all over the place.
Yes, we have from outlying areas. It varies from year to year which schools actually come in. This year, I can remember, we have Days Creek and we have Yoncalla from the north coming.
And so that is this week, and then you've got a little bit of a space before you wrap it up with Battle of the Books.
Right. We have a little break. The reason for that is that they're trying to give the kids preparing for the Battle of the Books as much time as possible. So they had the option of doing it on the 29th or on this March 7th, and decided on March 7th because it gives them another whole week to prepare.
So if somebody has never seen or heard about Battle of the Books, explain what's going on.
Well, the Battle of the Books gives the opportunity for kids to read for pleasure as well as for retention. The schools, well, first of all, I should say that about the end of April, beginning of May, a list of books comes out from the state Battle of the Books. And there are three different lists, the third, fourth, and fifth grade kids, 6th, 7th, and 8th, and then 9th grade and above, all, of course, to their level. They read the books, and then each school does their own elimination process and picks a team. They go to the actual Battle of the Books, which will be on March the 7th at Brockway School. They go there, and they all compete then in their own category to become the winners, the regional winners. Douglas County is part of this region. And the regional winners, which then go the first part of April up to the state competition.
And during that day, when they're at Brockway, there's a lot of activity going on.
Yes. They do elimination process within each category until we actually get it down to the winners, who then go to the state.
It's interesting to watch. The last time I was at Brockway, just sort of walk around and go room to room and see what's going on. They take it pretty seriously.
Oh, yeah. The actual teams have the right, if they feel the judge made a wrong decision as to the person that she says, or the team she says had the correct answer, why they can object to that and force it to go into a process of deciding which one really was the winning team.
Wow, yeah, I actually saw that happen once when it was still at Roseburg High, and I didn't realize you could do that. And I'm like, oh, I mean, this was, because, and it turned out the kid who challenged it, or the team that challenged it, actually was correct.
Good for them. Well, you know, that's another aspect of learning to challenge things or to accept the answer, whichever, but it's just another learning experience.
So who puts all of this together? You've got all these events for about 5 weeks.
Or Celebration of Literacy?
Right.
Well, we have a group from Altrusa of Roseburg and the Umpqua Reading Council. We meet about 4 times a year. We've gotten down where you do this often enough, you don't have to meet all the time, particularly with the internet and the access we have through email and so on. We put it together just slowly. Right now, we're actually starting on 2021, because this is the time of year you have to get your grant applications in for financing.
And talk about the aspect, too, of all the books that go out to kids during this.
Oh, yes. I haven't got a count for this year yet, but normally we give out over 9,000 books. 7,000 of those go to the food pantries for adults as well as children. The rest of them go to the various activities. I saw boxes of books go out Saturday. Every booth gave books away to the kids.
Wow, good stuff. And going on again through March 7th, you've got a website too, right?
Yes, celebrationofliteracy.net.
All right, Maxine Durst, thanks for coming in. 8:37
Welcome.
37 here at the Morning Report.